This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, starting on Wednesday, the day after tomorrow, a €3 duty will be imposed on all small parcels valued at below €150 coming from non-European countries which are imported into the European bloc. So the tax targets the large Chinese e-commerce platforms like Shein and Temu, as European retailers claim that duty-free Chinese parcel imports create unfair competition. I'm joined by Conor Pope now, Consumer Affairs Correspondent for the Irish Times. Hello, Conor.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. This is to stop us buying a big haul of junk from these places, from the likes of Shein and Temu and the rest.
That's exactly right. And actually, I should point out that it's probably worse for consumers than you suggested in the intro, because it's not even €3 per parcel. It's €3 per product in that parcel. So if you're buying three different things or five different things from one of those platforms that you mentioned, or indeed any platform based outside of the European Union, you're going to be hit with a €3 charge per product as opposed to per parcel.
So if I buy a squishy and a pencil... And what else
that's
might
exactly
I buy?
Right.
Oh, you might buy a glass pets, Conor. By the way,
and maybe a t-shirt.
Yes,
you know, just why not? So if you buy. If you buy four distinct products, you'll be hit with four distinct charges. Now, an awful lot of people are giving out about it because they believe this is an unfair tax and it's something that's being imposed by the Irish government. But to the credit of the Irish government, or at least to be fair to the Irish government, this is nothing to do with Ireland. This is a European Union rule. And as you said in the intro, the European Union is introducing this charge on all goods delivered that are worth less than €150 to try and level the playing field for indigenous retailers based in the European Union. Now, in the past, they didn't do that because they figured that the goods that were being purchased from outside of the European Union were too insignificant. And also, it was too difficult for revenue officials in the European Union to collect these charges. But, you know, computerization and technology has made it much easier to collect the charges, and they are by no means insignificant. According to EU estimates, around 5.9 billion packages with a value of less than €150 came into the European Union from states outside of the European Union last year. Now, that was up 30% on 2024, and it was more than double the number recorded in 2023. So you can see how retailers here are saying, you know, we've got a problem here, because if people can just buy all their products from outside of the European Union, and it's by no means just China, by the way, it also includes the UK, it includes the US and every other country, well, that acts as a serious disadvantage to Irish retailers and to European retailers. So that's why they're acting. And the key thing here, as I said, it's not, you know, we mentioned the €3 per item charge, but there could also be a handling charge. So, for instance, if On Post has to ask you for the cash before delivering the item to
yes.
you, it's going to charge €6.95 as a handling fee. So let's say you've bought your glass pet, you've bought your squishy, you've bought your t-shirt, that's €9, and you get it delivered to your house, and you have to add another £7 onto that. So it's adding £17 onto what is absolutely an insignificant purchase. Mm-hmm. And that's why people need to be bearing it in mind. And I would urge people, by the way, who are thinking to themselves, I know what I'll do. I buy all that tat today or tomorrow, and that way I'll avoid the charge entirely and I'll be golden. It's not, the charge isn't imposed when you buy the product. It's when the product is delivered. So if you're getting it any time after Wednesday, you're going to pay the charge. Now, it is worth pointing out, Claire, and I think a lot of your listeners will be familiar with this, a lot of our large online retailers, you know, the ones that we do a huge amount of business with in this country, are used to levying the import charges at the point of sale already. And if they do that when these new rules are applied, you'll just be charged the extra €3 per item at checkout, and you won't have to pay that administration charge.
Yes.
But a lot of retailers don't do that. And by the way, I was kind of wondering to myself, how is this going to work? Let's say if I do buy 10 things from Temu or 10 things from Shein or whoever it might be, how are customs, how are revenue, how are the European Union going to know how many items they are? And what happens is every retailer is going to have to put a customs note on the letter saying, you know, one T-shirt, one blah, one blah, and list the five things. And by the way, I said that if you buy three T-shirts, the same colour, same size, you should only pay one charge because the retailer should write three T-shirts. But if a retailer happens to write one white T-shirt and then another line, one white T-shirt, then another line, one white T-shirt, you'll end up paying £9 for the three T-shirts.
It's €3 per line item on your invoice, essentially.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay, let's look at what our listeners are saying. Hooray for the Temu tax. It's great news for the environment. Maybe the flood of toxic junk will finally stop. Another one, so much of these imports are pure junk, not only poor quality, but also any electrical goods haven't passed EU safety inspections. If this tax helps in this area, then I'm all for it. There are others, though, saying that the retailers in Europe and Ireland wholesale these same products from China. Then they charge a markup to the EU consumer. If shops are buying this stuff in wholesale, will they have to pay the €3, or is it just for consumers?
No. So if a product is imported by a retailer from China, they have to pay import charges as well.
Uh-huh.
So they're not sidestepping the import charges. Now, they pay at a different rate and they pay at a different level. They pay a percentage of the total value of the goods, perhaps. But they will, for sure, impose those charges, as they already do, on Irish consumers and French consumers and German consumers. And it's worth pointing out, by the way, because an awful lot of people, we all make this mistake where you're shopping on a website and it's clareburn.ie. Okay, so
yeah.
You think, oh, well, let's get a .ie domain. That must be an Irish website. I'm sorted. And no, it doesn't matter. The .ie domain registration doesn't make a blind bit of difference. It's where the product is coming from. So it could be an Irish-based website, but if the product is being delivered to you from outside of the European Union, and that, I must stress, as a result of Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson, that also includes the UK, you will be hit with those higher charges. And
so
the other thing that people... You want?
I just have a question about Amazon.ie. If I order something from Amazon and it's stored out in the Nace Road in that big warehouse that they have out there, I don't get charged the €3, do I?
That's exactly right. You don't pay the charge.
But if Amazon.ie have to bring that thing in from outside the EU, I do get charged.
100%. And that's why people will need to pay attention to the checkout, when they check out, to see what charges are imposed. And to be fair to the likes of Amazon, and indeed an awful lot of other big retailers, they do have these giant warehouses based in the European Union. And that means that we won't have to pay the taxes on those products because they're coming from within the European Union. And the taxes will have been paid at another point at a different level by the individual retailers. So that's not something that we have to worry about. Something that people will have to worry about is returns. Because, of course, you might assume to yourself, okay, well, if I buy a product and I pay tax on that product and then I return the product because it doesn't fit or I don't want it and I exercise my rights as an online shopper, you don't get that duty back. So once you pay it,
it's gone
for good and you never get it back, even if you do return the product. And to the point that one of your listeners was making that, this will stop people buying on websites selling rubbish. And I'm not singling out any website, by the way, because I think consumers do have a choice to make here, irrespective of any tax, because we know the nature of some of the products that we're buying from some websites. And we know whether or not they're good quality. Because let's be honest, you can't buy a really good quality glass animal for €1. It just doesn't happen, Claire.
Yeah, I don't know whether it'll stop people because the prices are so low that if you throw another €3 on top, you're probably looking at that going, well, I still can't get it for less if I buy it locally. Yeah. You know, and a lot of people will make that calculation. It'll be down to economics. You know, if you're looking at Halloween costumes or costumes for a play, for example, for school or whatever, you're still probably going to get it cheaper with the €3 added.
100%. And I think people will make that decision. And I think one of the things that's going to happen, and it happens all the time, is that the charge will be added. We'll be talking about it on your show. Other people will be talking about it on other platforms. And then in 6 or 7 weeks, people will largely forget about it. And the only time they'll be reminded of it is if a retailer that they're shopping on doesn't impose the charge at a point of sale. Well, then they'll be hit with the charge when the delivery man comes. And that's going to become an irritant. But I don't think €3 or €6 or €9 will stop somebody buying products up to 150 quid if they're saving money on compared to how much they buy them for in Ireland. And the other really important point to make, by the way, is that the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and all the banks have been warning Irish consumers to be incredibly vigilant in the days and weeks ahead. When it comes to text messages that they get from delivery companies, from retailers, telling them that a charge is due as a result of this change.
Very important.
Because people, like criminals, are really clued in to what's happening in the world around us. So all of the criminals who are sending out the phishing texts and the spam messages and the scam alert messages, they all know exactly what's happening. And you can bet anything that there will be an absolute flood of text messages from criminals saying a €3 charge is due on that product that you bought online. Please click on this link and pay the charge. And there will be some people who are caught out.
Okay, here's a tricky one. What about somewhere like Next.ie? Next.ie delivers a lot of stuff from a Northern Ireland-based warehouse.
Yeah, Northern Ireland, we don't pay duty on any products that come
from the
north.
You're not going to pay the €3 there. And someone else wants to know, and you won't be able to answer this, will we see a huge Temu warehouse popping up on the Naas Road anytime soon? So that's what might happen, right?
But you know what? I think any retailer, if they can make money by repositioning their products in a certain place, they will. I don't know if we'll see a Temu warehouse popping up on the Naas Road because the market might be too small in this country, but we might well see a giant Temu warehouse popping up in Berlin or Cologne or somewhere. And once it's in the European Union, the taxes and duty won't apply.
Okay, and another listener reminds us, as Connor did, you need to be careful with Amazon.ie. Some of the products are sold to you by Amazon.co.uk, and it only tells you at the very bottom. So when you're making your payment, you need to see what is the added charge, because it will be €3 per item from Wednesday. Connor Pope, thank you so much for explaining all of that to us. Connor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.